Armstrong and Getty.
The birthplace of talk radio.
I hear all these idiots and fools and jackasses on radio.
What an introduction that was. Holy God.
My gosh.
Nobody does it better.
Kids, we don't want another incident here, okay?
Yeah.
It's such a bizarre world.
I apologize for that. All right, go, go.
No more straddling the fence. Either you with us or you against us.
This is Ed McMahon. And now, he is Armstrong and Getty.
From Studio C.
Yo,
dimly lit room, deeper than the bowels of the Armstrong and Getty Communications compound. Hey, everybody, today, a little Friday, we're under the tutelage of our general manager.
America's police officers, keeping your neighborhood from getting burnt down.
Pump up the music, Michael. It's an entermation party. An entermation party.
Yay!
We're all gathered.
Because everything's so great.
We all gather and talk about information, have a good time, maybe dance.
Anybody want to dance? Yeah, put on some records.
So what was your general manager there?
America's police officers. Keeping your neighborhood from being torched and your business from being destroyed.
Well, it's not working, so we got to figure out what's going on there. Because businesses are being destroyed, or at least smashed in up and down streets for hours at a time with no pushback. So we got to get that figured out. I saw Trey Gowdy on one of the Fox News channels saying, he said, I don't often quote Malcolm X, but we need to restore order by any means necessary.
Ooh.
I would say you've got to do whatever it takes to stop people from destroying businesses.
Yeah. Yep.
Whatever it takes.
Right.
Has to be done.
There are a heck of a lot of misguided, self-righteous jackasses smashing stuff up. Plenty of righteous protesters who have a good cause, but a lot of jerks, excuse the strong language, are smashing stuff up because of the bizarro attitudes their soci professor taught them at the community college.
What could happen? It's like on the legitimate protesting side. I get that, and I would be happy to protest myself with the people that wanted, for instance, those three idiots arrested yesterday that are now wearing orange jumpsuits who stood around and watched a guy murdered in the street. They're arrested yesterday along with their buddy, the murderer. But so when you're marching because you want that for that sort of justice, but now what is society demanding?
Defund the police.
Cause I know,
can you imagine?
Well, that's an extreme view, but that is what some people want. But in general, what do people want? Because Barack Obama invoked the 60s yesterday, and we'll play a little of Barack Obama's speech from yesterday, but he's talking about the 60s, and during the 60s, people wanted the Vietnam War to end or the draft to end.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty clear-cut goal there. And then to get people to stop, you'd have to do that.
Right.
What does a society do to stop this?
More police accountability. I mean, that's the sane.
It's just,
protesters.
Right, but it's is there a particular law or anything like that? I mean, because you need a concrete action, I think.
Right. Well, there are a series of actions you could take. I mean, there is an answer to that question, but the problem is if you restricted the protests and what's going on to the people who had a sane, reasonable set of demands and could articulate to them to you, that would be, I don't know, a fifth of the people in the streets, maybe a tenth.
Yeah, I don't know.
The rest of them just, they either like stealing and smashing stuff, or they have these bizarre notions of the way a society ought to run based on their Howard Zinn-loving idiot professors.
Yeah, I was thinking about last night. I heard somebody in the street say something wacky that's just not true, and I thought, that's from Howard Zinn. That you can't blame you. You went to a high school, and that's what they taught you in history from Howard Zinn's People's History of the United States,
right.
Which, as we pointed out the other day, there's an article out this week about, and there's been many over the years, about how just completely full of crap that book was. But you can't blame people for being angry about what they were taught in school.
Well, when their mommy and daddy sends them to these authority figures in high school and in college, and these authority figures indoctrinate them with the most horrific propaganda, yeah, you can't really blame the snowflakes in the streets.
Anyway.
And again, not talking about the folks who have a legitimate gripe about excessive force or whatever. I've just, A friend sent a link to a Google video where a precious little snowflake in a very defiantly worded T-shirt is crying and whimpering because a cop who is arresting them in the most gentle fashion. I mean, when my mom had to wipe, you know, chocolate off my face, she was 10 times as rough as this cop was. He was being so gentle, and this snowflake is just going to pieces. It's just, I'm sorry, I've got that stuck in my head.
I would like to take today through next Friday off till this is over.
Okay.
So I don't have to talk
I'm
about
out.
It.
Good night, everybody.
It'll be over by next Friday.
Good luck,
you
Sean.
You don't think it will be?
No.
No, welcome I don't mean the whole Sean and Michael show.
I don't mean the division in America and Trump's presidency and all that. I mean the rioting in the streets. You think that'll still be going on a week from now?
I think there will be. I think protests will continue for a while. And yeah, the rioting. I don't know. They're from my view, there pretty clearly seems to be a shift change when the sun goes down in these cities. And a lot of my favorite videos involve the protesters, you know, making it clear, no, we're not breaking windows here. And, you know, I saw the one that was going around yesterday. Some little skater punk was smashing windows with his skateboard, and protesters came up from behind, took it, and did the classic, what are you doing, dude?
Right.
And that guy, and he just kind of scampered off. They didn't even give him a skateboard
they
back.
Have to be more
like a rat into the night.
They have to be more mad about it than I am.
Yeah.
Because I'm out here, I'm trying to accomplish something. This right. isn't easy, and you're making it impossible.
Right. You're discrediting me.
Right.
And us.
We got a lot more on that. Let's kick off the show by introducing everybody in the squad. There's our board operator, Michelangelo, pressing buttons, flipping toggles, pulling levers. How are you this morning, Michael?
I'm doing great. Every morning when I drive on the highway, there's an electronic sign that tells me how to stop COVID-19. Sometimes exactly. It's, you know, stay 6 feet away or some sort of advice. I was just thinking how funny it would be if I could get into the message board and type in there, you know, shower with your pants on, help COVID-19.
How long will those signs on the highways last when you're driving through, in some cases, a county that has 4 cases and no deaths over the last several months?
Right.
How long do those
stay at home? No.
Yeah.
You right. stay at home.
That's right. There is
you
a sign.
May have noticed I'm out reading this highway sign.
That is actually right. I meant to take a picture of that. I was trying to hold my phone on my steering wheel so I could get the sign that says stay at home while I'm in a traffic jam. But that'd be a good picture.
That would be whimsical and ironic.
There's positive Sean, whose smile lights up the room. How are you, Sean?
Doing very well. I had a thought yesterday. I was curious on your guys' opinion on this.
We're not paying you to think.
Good, because wow. I'm not doing it much.
Wow. A classic.
Should we be taking a similar stance to rioters and looters that this show advocates for school shooters? Because I'm swimming in videos of protests and looting, probably to an unhealthy amount, but I see both videos are floating around. But when I watch news, I see the violence. Does the media have a responsibility not to amplify the violence and kind of show, hey, look, if you want to get on the news, this is what you have to do.
That's an interesting thought. I'd have to noodle that one through for a while. The destruction has been incredibly widespread. I mean, there's a lot of it. You don't have to work hard to show it. Well, just last night, multiple cops shot and stabbed. So I don't think anybody's overblowing it, but do the media love violence? Of course.
Right.
Of course. Yeah. It's a difficult line to know when it's being crossed. I don't want anybody to pretend that there were no school shooters or anything like that. But the point at which it becomes violence porn, I don't know. Eye of the beholder, I guess.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty on this. It is, how did it get to be Thursday, June 4th already, the year 2020? We're Armstrong and Getty, and we approve of this program.
All right, let's begin then, officially, according to FCC rules and regs. Here we go at Mark.
I believe the evidence available to us now supports the stronger charge of second-degree murder. Second, arrest warrants were issued for former Minneapolis police officers J.A. King, Thomas Lane, and Tu Tao.
We'll be talking about that. Also, Donald Trump's first Secretary of Defense wrote a big piece in the Atlantic that's getting a lot of attention.
Glowing praise, as I've understood it.
But I like this from this tweet I just saw from Donald Trump. Probably the only thing Barack and Obama and I have in common is that we both had the honor of firing Jim Mattis. the world's most overrated general.
Oh, no. I was hoping he'd take the criticism quietly and with dignity.
Well,
not so much.
Often I think, let things lie. I would respond to this one, too, if I was president.
Yeah.
We'll have to get into that later. How's mailbag look?
Oh, it's lovely. Are you kidding? The people with opinions, thoughts, humor.
And it looks like the NBA is coming back, and they got a plan and everything like that. Is your city's team going to be playing and all? That's going to be exciting.
I'm not watching.
Because?
Yeah.
Got political reasons?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, because they sacked that play-by-play guy.
You're going to blame the whole NBA for that?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. I've disowned the whole league.
Hmm.
Wow. Yep. No way. Mavericks, Knicks, nope. Utah plays the Pelicans.
The Mavericks and the Knicks are not going to play in the playoffs.
I question how much you've been following.
No, not in the playoffs, just playing. I mean, I don't care what team it is, where in America. No way. Okay. Forget it. Of course, I said that about the NFL for an entire year. The minute my team was playing well, I was right back like a junkie on my hands and knees begging for a hit.
Just give me one snap of the ball.
Just one snap. Just one out pattern. Please.
Stay tuned.
Armstrong and Getty. The Armstrong and Getty Show.
We ought to talk about, not that specifically on the air, but just as a piece. Let people behind the curtains a little bit and discuss the state of American media right now. And how there's fear and angst running through, just washing through the hallways as if, you know, we're in the basement and there's a flood.
I love my job. I don't want to be one of those people that have a great job and complain about it. I love my job, but it is more difficult to do now by far than it ever has been.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, it's just crazy.
In terms of how do you respond to what I think most normal people are concerned about talking about, feeling on both sides.
Right.
How do you have any honest conversation about that without stepping on any of the landmines that will end your career?
Right. And in cancel culture, it can be a single word, a single phrase, a single, I didn't know that. That's an excellent point. You've changed my mind. I agree with you. Nope. Too late.
Or how
your
about
your career is over.
Or a how about this point of view.
Right. God forbid you should ask a provocative question during these troubled times. But we'll be fine.
Are you sure?
No. Actually, no.
Okay,
no,
I'm not.
I suspect we'll be fine. Meanwhile, to a large extent because of the COVID thing, the money people, and perhaps this sounds familiar in your business, the money people are just terrified/consumed with stress. And I don't know what you know about poo, but it tends to roll downhill. And so,
it
golly
does?
Gee, what's that, Michael?
It does.
Oh, usually. Yep. Mailbag.
Hey. Woo-hoo.
Cha. Yeah, cha-cha-cha. Booker T. Washington with our freedom-loving quote of the day today. I will permit no man to narrow and degrade my soul by making me hate him.
Wow. Good on you if you can pull that off.
Yeah.
It's a smart idea. Not easy.
I'll bet there's a great Booker T. Washington biography out there I should read. Love Tim Sandifer's book, Frederick Douglass, Self-Made Man.
Booker T and the MGs the same thing or
no,
different thing?
No, different
fella.
Because
I like
them. I like that too.
Different fella. Although, good band there. Let's see. Jacob of Boise writes, guys, I had a glib thought. Figured you might be the only ones that care. Righteousness and certainty are not a vaccine against reality. It's pretty good. What a little amateur philosophy there. Here's a little, this is some wisdom from Andrew. Well played. I will tell you that in advance. With respect to the businesses are insured and property can be replaced, justifications for rioting and looting, the response should go something like this. Are you a homeowner? Yes. Do you have homeowner's insurance or renter's insurance? Yes, of course. Okay, fantastic. I'll round up a group of people to come by tomorrow evening to ransack and rob your home. It's no big deal, right? You have insurance, and it's just property. You can replace that stuff. All good, right? Excellent. Well done, Andrew. Jack's hang... take two. Jack's hangover dream. I have answers.
Okay.
Writes Randy in beautiful and conservative Pendleton, Oregon.
It means you're fearing loss.
Oh, Lord.
I woke up yesterday.
No dream analysis.
Oh, okay.
I was dreaming that I was at a party and drinking heavily, and then I woke up and I was so hungover, and I immediately thought, oh, my God, this, why on a work night you can't do that? It's just my head was pounding. My mouth was so dry.
Oh.
And then, like, you know, as I become more awake, I actually did feel hungover.
Yeah, yeah.
Having not had a drink.
Well, listen to this from Randy in Pendleton. When I was in the sixth grade, I had a sleepover at my house. Four or five friends all sacked out in the living room during sleeping bags. During the night, I had a crazy dream that I was back in the Old West when my wagon train was attacked by Indians.
Oh, dang it.
We'd probably watched a John Wayne movie the night before. The dream was very vivid. It seemed to last quite a while. After a long battle, I tried to run to another wagon and was shot in the leg with an arrow. I woke up screaming in pain.
With an arrow in his leg.
I woke up screaming in pain, unzipped my sleeping bag, and found a 3-inch sewing needle buried in my thigh.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
What? So it's your brain filling in what's happening to you with a story?
Let me read on. As a 12-year-old, this boggled my mind. What the? How? Years later, I did a little research, discovered how fast the brain can come up with a dream to match real-world stimuli. I was obviously poked with a needle first. My brain went along, etc. We can all figure that out. By the way, I later found out my mom had been repairing my sleeping bag with needle and thread and left the needle in there. She said it was an accident, but I was a pretty ornery kid. I know what I'll do.
I dreamed I ate a pillow and I woke up and my marshmallow was missing.
I don't think that's the way that goes.
We don't know how long dreams are. Like that whole party dream could have been like a second and a half, right?
Yeah, as far as I know. I've heard different theories.
Yeah. But I woke up, so I had a headache and I was dehydrated and my brain filled in the party.
Right, exactly.
To explain the feeling.
Well, from bitter experience, huh?
Yeah, it's not like I was unfamiliar with
it.
Didn't
make it up out of nothing.
I remember this.
Armstrong and Getty.
Have you ever heard this Booker T, his version of Hey Yeah?
No.
Remember that song? That was a big hit. Summer of 2000.
Shake It Like a Polaroid Picture. Yeah.
Remember that. This is a fun song.
What was the name of that combo? I remember Andre 30,000 was involved.
Andre 3000 and Big Boy formed Outkast.
Outkast.
Yeah.
With a K. Clever with a K.
So,
nice. I didn't know Booker T was still kicking.
This is awesome. I've never heard this before.
He did a whole album of instrumentals. This is actually with the Drive-By Truckers.
Oh,
they're big fans of his.
And this song is?
This whole album is, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
So they got a hold of him, and they did a whole bunch of instrumentals for some reason. Just like on a lark.
Because it's fun for them, probably.
Because it was fun, yeah.
Heck, yeah. You like playing music. I was going to ask if this was Duck Dunn and Steve Cropper and somebody, but no.
So anyway. You know, the COVID thing continues to be alive and well in the world in various places. And while I ain't gotten much around me, new cases are multiplying worldwide. Brazil is seeing as many deaths a day as the United States now, as a much, much smaller country. They're seeing
how many is a Brazilian?
And we're having about 800-900 a day on average. And it's growing fast in Brazil. So you've been talking for a while about how to keep an eye on South America for, the whole COVID thing.
Have you heard the latest vaccine news that Fauci shared yesterday?
I have not.
So we're going to start manufacturing doses of the vaccines way before we even know that the vaccine works. So that by the end of the year, we hopefully would have close to 100 million doses. So it isn't as if we're going to make the vaccine show it's effective and then have to wait a year.
That's a good idea.
To rev up.
I reported this a month ago.
But so I was thinking,
Fauci is behind the times. Somebody give him a call and bring him up to speed.
But they're not going to give it to people. They'll just have it on hand. If it turns out it works, then we've got it.
If it gets through, you know, two of the four stages and it's looking good, they're just going to crank up the machinery and make a bunch of it. And you know, if it turns out in the final analysis not to be any good, I don't know. Give it to monkeys or something.
I really want
to dump it in the source.
I really want the antibody test to see if I've already had it. I'm fascinated by that.
Yeah.
But anyway, also in Egypt, they've had a giant outbreak. So the Middle East. Anyway, so that's that story. I thought this was pretty interesting in the Wall Street Journal. Everything is gone. Looting strikes a second blow to reeling businesses in minority neighborhoods. This is particularly in Philadelphia. The destruction came in waves the other night. The first one hit about 4 a.m. on Sunday when people smashed the glass door of a clothing store in this predominantly black neighborhood and made off with armfuls of merchandise. Predominantly black neighborhood, smashing up the stores in the name of helping black people in their fight against police brutality.
Yeah.
About 12 hours later, looters emptied out a corner pharmacy and set fire to the uniform shop next door. Several more businesses were victimized in the wee hours of Monday morning, including a jewelry store where thieves broke into a glass case and stole about $200,000 worth of jewelry. Wow, that's a pretty big hit. By the time the roughly 24-hour spree was over, dozens of businesses in this half-mile stretch of 52nd Street in West Philadelphia were damaged, including a daycare, a tax preparation store, and a seller of hijabs. Buildings were boarded up. Decades of work was destroyed. Some owners were wiped out, unsure if they could make next month's rent. Businesses that had been gearing up for revival after weeks of being forced to close for the coronavirus were facing the prospect of months more before they could open their doors, if ever. Everything is gone, said Maleku Antone, the owner of a variety store in Paradise Gallery.
There's a dental clinic for the poor that was completely destroyed in Chicago. I love that story. That's sarcasm.
After dark, some people have wrecked and looted businesses, straining an already fragile U.S. economy. Vandalism and theft at many large retailers and high-end business districts and at stores ranging from Apple to Walmart are delaying efforts to restart an economy that lost 40 million jobs due to COVID. The damage to small businesses could be more devastating, potentially permanently closing many doors. How about that? That is absolutely amazing. As I keep saying, I can't imagine how despondent you would be when you were on the verge of going under because the government made you shut your doors, and it's a little iffy whether that was a good idea. And then the government fails to stop rioters from finishing off your business.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fantastic. It kind of makes you wonder why you'd paid your taxes. Very depressing story. And that's true in a lot of places around the country.
Yeah, yeah. The anarchists are there. They need to be rounded up and jailed as quickly as possible. And the thieves are there, and the thieves don't much care who they thieve from.
What bothers you more? I suppose this is a stupid question, it doesn't matter, but what bothers you more? The anarchist types who have spent a lot of time thinking about this and read books and have a philosophy. I think it's a stupid philosophy, but they have a philosophy. Or the people that just like damage on a spur of the moment. I have to break something and take something.
Like the last Kentucky Derby Jack, it's tough to pick a favorite. I can't stand them both.
I suppose the ideology is more dangerous because you hope it doesn't spread and catch on among more highly educated people who buy into the freaking craziness of anarchy.
Right, right.
I don't know that much about anarchy. There's a great, still there last time I checked, anarchist, one of the oldest anarchist bookstores in America, right there by Pike's Place Market in Seattle. Worth stopping in if you're ever in the area. It's amazing. Filled with books written by a number of people that have lived in that area who full-on believe in anarchy. I've never understood it. Of course, I've never understood how you think Marxism is going to work. But I understand how you think anarchy is going to actually work.
It is profound naivete married with militants, which is a bad combination.
But anyway, I hate smart people who buy into ridiculous ideologies. But then also, just you're given into like a 2-year-old's human nature of just knocking something over and taking something because you want it.
Right.
By the time your kid's 5, you hope you've talked them out of it. Yeah. You know, doing that sort of thing. I mean, it's even younger than that.
Yeah. You know, I'm going to get this out of my system because I'm incredibly preoccupied with it. A relative of mine donated to a bail fund for protesters in a city that is famously way too tolerant of violent protest. And it really bothers me. We got this note from Al Anonymous. Mentions he's a longtime member of a fairly famous internet forum, many sub-forums. I rarely venture into the political ones. I mainly stick to the sub-forums that stick to my hobbies and interests. I want my internet time to be fun and interesting, not infuriating. Life is far too short for that.
I don't blame you for that one.
You know, number one, we should probably read that like every segment for the next 2 weeks, and because I love that thought.
That is good. You know, I was watching YouTube videos.
It's not his point, but it's great.
I was watching YouTube videos of guitar lessons last night. I didn't end up angry after that, like right. Earlier when I was watching YouTube videos of people smashing stuff.
Yeah, it's funny. I did exactly the same thing. When I became so full of stress from the news, I went to music stuff. But a few days ago, at the height of the rioting, I had the misfortune of coming across one particular thread, though, for getting bail to protesters. I already knew the answer, but posted a question. Was the bail money, through many posted links, intended for protesters or for all the looters, rioters, and vandals? While nobody gave me a straight answer, I did get to be called things that would make a sailor blush. The lack of any kind of straight answer while being told to F off in several different ways was very telling. The more intelligent of the crowd told me how I clearly didn't know some of the very basic facts, yet never acknowledged my original question. So the Antifa tactics that have been expanded to post-arrest now, not merely setting up brick pallets for the useful idiots, I would assume there's also a crowd sharing websites for lawyer representation as well. And I was thinking of conveying those very thoughts to this relative of mine who has made me very unhappy. But I figure probably I'll let it lie till things calm down a bit. One of the few things I learned in my years of parenting: best to calm down and consider how to convey the message.
Did you see the secretary of, what's DHS? Department of Homeland Security.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, you were talking about the pallets of bricks, about how
I did.
Across America there are people organizing during the day, like hiding weapons and bricks and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And then they come out at night and use them. And it still seems to be a little up in the air who it is and how they're doing it and what's going on there. But I hope that gets figured out by journalists or a documentary filmmaker or someone.
Right. Well,
it's fascinating.
It's widely known and indisputable that your Antifa types and their friends are involved in this. But because the internet has to do this, now there are, and I saw this pretty well documented, now there are white supremacist groups fake posting as radical leftist groups to discredit them. In the way that the Russians, and hell, half of it could be the Russians again, or Chinese or whatever, in the way that the Russians would post incendiary, Facebook posts and tweets and the rest of it about whatever incident on both sides. And so you don't know what's true. You don't know what's not. You don't know if it's the reverse or the double reverse. Speaking of Drew Brees, yeah, we'll get to that eventually.
Maybe the old triple reverse.
Oh, no. Too many reverses.
Yeah, they're funding both the extreme left and the extreme right because that's right. Their playbook.
Right. Exactly. So. The double reverse halfback pass. Oh, the trickery. Love it. Miss the NFL, but even though I swore I'd never watch again one point.
There's clearly some pretty good organization going on nationwide about getting to your local construction site and stealing stuff from there and then placing it in these various places.
Mm-hmm.
There's got to be, some dispersing of information. How is that not infiltrated by someone, FBI, DHS, or whatever? Are they using some sort of encrypted dark web?
Well, partly that
Bitcoin conversation, or what?
Partly that, and partly it's structured after various "quote unquote" resistance movements through history. You don't have central command; you have the dissemination of information and how to's and that sort of thing. But no names, and there aren't big meetings or anything like that. But everybody's more or less on the same playbook, loose affiliations.
Anyway, we got.
You don't want to know the name of the leader in the next town.
We have to get to you on to talk about the Drew Brees story.
Yeah. Well, He expressed his feelings about kneeling during the national anthem and what the flag means and the rest of it.
He's
and
a quarterback in the National Football League.
Yeah, sorry. He's one of the great quarterbacks of all time in the National Football League.
What race is he? That's important.
He's
to the story.
A white fella.
He's a white guy?
Yes. Yes. And that makes all the difference in America.
Okay.
So what he said and the response to it. Oh, boy. Oh, and stuff unrelated to issues that make everybody angry as well. I have collected some that answer that, some things that answer that description.
I've got how.
So my head doesn't explode. I've never got, mind yours. I'm worried about my own.
I've got the growing popularity of meat vending machines. That's
oh,
a good story.
Come on now. You need a pork chop, you just go right to it, stick a couple of quarters. who doesn't love that idea?
Armstrong and Getty. The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Most minority-owned businesses do not have insurance against writing and that sort of thing, according to the Wall Street Journal. More from that article later, because it's pretty interesting.
Yeah, indeed. So Drew Brees is one of the great NFL quarterbacks of all time, plays for the New Orleans Saints, has his entire career, hasn't he? Is that right?
No, he was a San Diego Charger first.
Oh, of course he was. What the heck? Yeah. He's been with the Saints for so long. But anyway.
Good trade.
He was talking to Yahoo Finance for some reason. Yahoo Finance comes to my door. I'm going to send him packing. But he was talking about a variety of protests in the whole kneeling during the anthem thing. Let's just play a cut 49.
Well, I will never agree with anybody disrespecting the flag of the United States of America or our country. Let me just tell you what I see or what I feel when the national anthem is played and when I look at the flag of the United States. I envision my two grandfathers who fought for this country during World War II, one in the Army and one in the Marine Corps, both risking their lives to protect our country and to try to make our country and this world a better place. So every time I stand with my hand over my heart, looking at that flag and singing the national anthem, that's what I think about. And in many cases, it brings me to tears, thinking about all that has been sacrificed, not just those in the military, but for that matter, those throughout the civil rights movements of the 60s and everyone and all that has been endured by so many people up until this point. And is everything right with our country right now? No, it's not. We still have a long way to go. But I think what you do by standing there and showing respect to the flag with your hand over your heart is it shows unity. It shows that we are all in this together. We can all do better. And that we are all part of the solution.
Well, as you might guess, having heard that, that horrific, insensitive, terrible point of view cannot even be spoken out loud. And he has been forced to apologize for his comments.
Really?
Yes.
Did he? Is he going to?
He did.
He did apologize for
that. I give up. He got hammered by LeBron James, his own teammate Michael Thomas, and many others. Hammered. In a statement posted to his Instagram account, Brees said his comments were insensitive and completely missed the mark on the issues we are facing right now as a country. I would like to apologize to my friends, teammates, the city of New Orleans, but not San Diego, the black community, NFL community, and anyone I hurt with my comments yesterday. In speaking with some of you, it breaks my heart to know the pain I have caused.
Mm.
That point of view he expressed is not acceptable and cannot be spoken if you want to keep your job. Keep that in mind, folks. In the land of the free. Steven Jackson, NBA star, former NBA star, who is friends with poor George Floyd of Minneapolis, interestingly enough, was on CNN this morning.
That's a random thing.
Yeah, yeah. Said a couple of things on CNN. Clip 51, please.
As intelligent as Drew Brees is, how is he still that naive? Like, all that's going on, all the protests, and you still don't understand why Kaepernick kneeled. It has nothing to do with the flag. Like, I don't like Drew Brees is an intelligent guy, but he looked real retarded by saying that. The time is sensitive, okay? You can't say that right now. That's the equivalent to me saying when JFK got killed, that's the equivalent to me saying, well, he wasn't black, so I don't care. It's the same thing.
Time to bring down Steven Jackson and end his career, if he has a career. I don't know what he does for a living these days.
He's retired. I don't know.
Exactly. For saying Drew Brees is retarded. Let's cancel him now, and he will never be heard from again.
That's right.
Activists, where are you? You okay with this? You okay with Steven Jackson saying that? Disrespecting developmentally disabled people? Is that the term you're supposed to use now? I'm not sure. All over the... He must be canceled! Where does this end?
Nowhere good.
And then he went on to say this.
If you're not with us, if you're not standing on the side of right, then obviously you are the problem. Are you a part of the problem? There's no more straddle in the fence. We can't accept that. No more straddle in the fence. Either you're with us or you're against us. And obviously by his comment, he's not with us. But I love the fact that his teammates stood up and spoke because they know him best. But we're not tolerating for that no more. Either with us or against us.
So in him saying, we're all in this together, we need to help each other, et cetera, but he wants to go about it in a slightly different way than you do or has a different point of view, he must be canceled and shouted down and forced on his knees to apologize. Okay.
I got no answers for any of this anymore. I got no answers.
Neither does anybody else.
And when you're in talk radio, you're supposed to have a very clear answer. This is how you fix it, and this is what side is right. And they're right, and they're wrong. But I got no answers anymore. I got nothing.
Well, I need to make a confession. I am a liar. I lied to you only yesterday on the air. I didn't know I was lying at the time, but
that's what he says now, but he might be lying now.
It was, I probably am. It was misleading. I told you yesterday that a little piece of information I gave you would be the last time I brought up Tiger King on the air.
Oh, jeez.
But this...
You've switched subjects, I see.
This new thing. Well, yeah, I can't go on and on about the other thing. My head will explode and my heart will... I don't know what our hearts do. It'll just stop. Anyway, it's too good.
There's a new Tiger King wrinkle?
It is too... Well, it's not... Not Joe Exotic, it's Sean. The new development is about another character in the show,
Carol Baskin.
That's the one. That's it. And again, it is too good to pass up.
And we'll look at some of these businesses destroyed by the rioting, some of the numbers behind the numbers. Come on, society, what the hell are we doing here?
Armstrong and Getty.